hear
okay,
you.
Okay, awesome.
Peter, I got you too.
What's up, Wisconsin? And beyond. Happy Friday, y'all. Phew, we got there. Another week in the books. TikTok, TikTok. 11 days to go, everybody. Buckle up. I hope you got your early votes in. If not, I hope you've got a plan to early vote. It all matters. Everybody, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As always, packed show for everybody today. First off, we've got candidate for the 1st Congressional District, my friend and yours, Peter Barker. We're going to bring Peter on in just a second. I'm also then going to cover, like, why do Republicans lie about polling? Like, why is that a thing? Why do they cite these polls that are showing, like, 16% margins of victory for Donald Trump? Like, every respectable poll show it's basically tied. So, like, what's the deal with that? Well, it's all part of Big Lie 2.0. I will talk to you about it this hour. In this hour as well, I'm going to be joined by candidate for the 21st Assembly District, David Marsteller. Cannot wait to talk with him. He's running against Jesse Rodriguez. This guy has quite a story, quite a background. You're not going to want to miss that conversation. 3 p.m. for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. I've got the OG millionaire, Morris Pearl, here to talk about that stunt that Trump pulled at McDonald's. I don't know. How does a candidate show up at McDonald's, act like he knows what's going on there? I mean, he does like to eat the food. And then not answer whether or not we should raise the federal minimum wage. I mean, like, that's a gimme to the former MAGA cult leader and former president. Like, you just say, yes, we should raise the minimum wage. Of course, DJT did not do that. Very special guest at 3:30. I'm going to be joined by former senior advisor to President Barack Obama, current CEO of the Obama Foundation, Valerie Jarrett. Now, here's the cool thing, y'all. You know that I was the corporation counsel for Milwaukee County. Guess how Ms. Jarrett began her career in public service? As a deputy corporation counsel for Chicago. So we got a couple of two, three things in common. Cannot wait to talk with Ms. Jarrett. And of course, because it is Friday, we got Civic Media's very own Terry Barr for what's local, overlooked, and good things here in Wisconsin. Can't wait to have that chit chat. All of this and so much more coming up. But let's bring our very special friend and guest candidate for the 3rd Congressional District, Mr. Peter Barker, onto the show. Peter, it's always great to see you, my friend. Thanks for making time.
Well, Maggie, terrific to be back on your show again. Thank you so much. A lot to talk about, a lot going on.
Indeed, sir. I just wanted to start with, I'm going to call it the tidal wave of endorsements that have landed in your camp. Congratulations on all of these folks. If you haven't heard it, now I'm going to tell you about it. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala endorsing Peter for Congress. Kenosha County DA Mike Gravely. Village President of Pleasant Prairie John Steinbrink Sr. And George Stoner, the Village of Summers President, all endorsing you this past week, Peter. Tell us more about those. How important are they to your campaign? What do you want voters to know about those series of endorsements?
Well, thank you. No, I'm very pleased. And that's just the ones that are from Kenosha County. We'll be releasing the ones from Racine and Milwaukee County and other places as well. But obviously, representing the Kenosha-Racine area for so many years, I think, you know, the thing I'm guess most proud of is those people that know me best that I represent in the legislature are extremely supportive. I've worked with all of them, and some of them are Republicans, some are independents, some are Democrats. But I think they know that I'll go to bat for our communities regardless of what the issue is, because you know, our first obligation is to the people we represent, the citizens and the communities. And that's what I've done my career. So I am very proud of those endorsements.
Well, I think that was what, when I read these particular endorsements, and folks, to be clear, Peter has a ton of endorsements. This was just the most recent set of them. And I think they're, again, remarkable. You've got Democrats and Republicans. But the through line, Peter, that I saw in each and every one of these endorsements, and the thing that I think is most important for voters to know, is that each single one of these endorsements made specific mention of, one, that these people, most of them have known you for a long time. All of them have worked with you in some capacity, either as the Secretary of the Department of Revenue, previously when you served in Congress, or when you served in the State Assembly. And all of them reference that experience in working with you and conclude in differing language, but it's the same point, that Peter Barca puts people and his constituents over party and politics. And that to me, Peter, in this moment, is what I think every Wisconsinite and certainly every resident and voter of the first CD wants more of in their elected officials.
Well, I certainly believe that's true. I mean, part of the reason I ran is because I feel like we have a do-nothing dysfunctional Congress. They can't even keep a speaker in the chair, much less even get a farm bill, which is so.
Did we lose Peter there, Aaron? Are you hearing him still, or did we lose him?
It seems like we lost him.
Oh, Peter, Aaron's going to put the phone number in the chat for you, sir. Why don't you just give us a call back in, and we can try to pick back up with Peter Barca. Folks, as we get Peter reconnected here, here's what I want to point out to each and every one of you. This is just a sample of the endorsements this week. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala had this to say. As the mayor of Kenosha and a former alderman, I am proud to express my support for Peter Barca in his bid for Congress in Wisconsin's first congressional district. Throughout my years of public service, both on the city council and now as mayor, Peter has been a steadfast partner in advancing the interests of Kenosha and its residents. Peter's longstanding dedication to our community is unmatched. Whether in his role as our state representative or more recently as Secretary of Revenue, he's always been an advocate for Kenosha. As someone who has worked closely with Peter throughout my time in public service, I can say with confidence that he has the experience, dedication, and passion to be an outstanding voice for our district in Congress. I support Peter Barker, and I'm excited to continue our partnership for the people of Kenosha. And here's George Stoner, Village President of Summers, the Village of Summers. He said that, quote, Peter Barca has always prioritized improving our quality of life for families and businesses because he puts partisanship and politics aside and gets things done for the Village of Summers. Peter, welcome back. Sorry we lost you there for a second. You know, again, what do you want voters to be thinking about as they go into this election? Because the representative of the first congressional district has been distinctly unhelpful and unproductive as a member of Congress.
Well, sadly, that's true. I mean, it's remarkable to me. I mean, as I've campaigned in every corner and every area of this district, the theme is that they try to reach them, they can't reach them, that half the time the staff doesn't even answer their emails or letters. And that's just totally unacceptable. I mean, even his district offices, I mean, when I was in Congress, we had offices in every corner of the district, and they were open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. His district offices are open 2 hours a week. It's almost unbelievable.
Peter, please tell us that little fact again. How many hours a week are his district offices open?
2 hours a week. It's absolutely unbelievable. I mean, people go to he's in the Kenosha Colony Administration Building, and people go there every day and they say, well, he's got to be back there. He has an office here, or his staff at least has to be back there. And they say, no, he's only here Wednesday from 10 to 12. And people say, well, I work on Wednesday. I can't come on Wednesday. They say, well, I don't know what to tell you. It's the only day that the staff is here to respond to your concerns. Maybe you can go to Racine on Thursday from, like 2 to 4 or something, whatever. I don't have the hours in front of me, but you get the idea. And they're like, well, that doesn't work either. It's just remarkable, quite frankly.
I worked for Congressman Tom Barrett when he was on the Hill. I worked for him in D.C. and then I worked in his district office in Milwaukee. I was in college. I was there every day. Like, that office was open. I'm completely flabbergasted by that, Peter. Like, that is stunning. I mean, it is a concrete example of basically like flipping the old bird to your constituents and saying, it's not really about you, it's all about me.
Yeah, it absolutely is remarkable. And, you know, I have people and I run into them, they give me letters. Look, I sent this letter to the congressman that, you know, I called, asked him to respond. They don't respond. I mean, so it's just endemic of the way that he believes he's able to, you know, handle his constituents. I mean, it's totally the opposite of the way I was, you know, I've always served the public. I believe that, first of all, they're your boss. That's the people who elect you.
Of course.
And the idea that you feel like you don't need to even respond to their letters or, you know, I mean, it was a big debate over whether or not he should be able to use a county administration building. And I thought, well, you know, I don't see any problem with that until I found out he's only open 2 hours. He could sit in the lobby. His staff could sit in the lobby for 2 hours. That's all they're going to be there a week. I mean, why tie up?
What a waste. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I wanted to ask you a question. Kenosha County DA Mike Gravely said this: I've known Peter for more than two decades. He's always prioritized public safety and has been steadfast and bipartisan in support for law enforcement. Speak to your constituency about public safety and law enforcement related issues, Peter.
Well, it's so vital. You know, first of all, I've always said that I have nothing but respect for anybody that every time they put on their uniform, they put their life at risk, whether it's police, whether it's firefighters, people in the military. And, you know, as a member of Congress, I worked hard to support an initiative to create 100,000 new police officers in America. And we succeeded at that. In fact, many communities in the first CD took advantage of that and were able to hire new people. And back during that era, it was particularly unsafe. And we desperately needed that. But, you know, I had a dear friend who was going to marry my cousin and was killed in the line of duty. And I helped work across the aisle with Senator Van Wongard and Representative Spiros and Senator Lena Taylor. And we passed survivor benefits for families of police officers who were killed in the line of duty. And, you know, I've consistently, you know, made it a priority to, you know, look out for how we can ensure that they have the tools that they need in order to keep our community safe. And my opponent, by contrast, voted against bulletproof vests, voted against other bills that really had key resources for police. And so that's why it's so remarkable he runs these ads that somehow some group supports me that wants a deep.
Thanks so much. That is Peter Barca, candidate for the 1st Congressional District. Keep it locked. I talk about Republican lies about the polls and Big Lie 2.0 when we come back here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, I'ma keep running 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.